All right. So we'll just usually Candace, you there?
I'm here.
All right, cool. I wanted to check first that it's working. So I usually obviously play a song or whatever, and then like we start. But divine timing, everything like that. Good stuff. Good stuff. What's up, Candace?
That was some crazy dead air.
Well, it was. I literally said to my friend, "I was like, I hope the Wi-Fi is good. It looks low. I don't know." And then it froze on me. I'm like, "All right, fine. Let's try and play a song." It says it's still playing on here. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to another new episode of Millennial Third Eye. My name is Joe Castro, and I am here to help have entertainment, have fun, bring some awesome conversation in, especially with Candace here. And thank you for doing this again, Candace. Welcome back.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I have missed this so much.
You and a lot of people. I've had people tell me that I should be doing this, or I also had people tell me that tonight they saved it, so they're here. We also have some awesome people, maybe new people joining. Most people that are probably listening to, if you haven't before, we tend to either pick someone or a couple people, obviously a couple people throughout the live show, or at the end for messages. And we're going to be doing this Tuesday in the morning at 11 to 12, and also every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30. So we have the morning show, the late night show. Other than that, we're going to play some catch up here, and because it's awkward for me now, I wanted to play the song and I wanted to do it like I usually do it. And then we kick it off it's fine. We're doing it this way now. Oh man.
We're kicking it off a little differently.
Yeah. I couldn't do this show in particular without you. Cause start coming back to podcasting or the live radio show. I wasn't feeling like, I kept thinking about like, hey, it's Joe, and I was like, I'm not there yet. I want to have fun and have a great conversation with Candace. We got to give a shout out to Steven. Steven has given permission for this day to allow access for the time frame, and that so that Candace can also have fun and she can spend time with us. So we thank Steven.
Yes, permission. No, he's an amazing partner. He's helping out with the little one, making sure she gets into bed and all that good jazz. So, yeah, he's amazing. Very thankful, very thankful. He's very supportive, so, yeah.
So what do you want to – I don't know what you want to share with everyone since last time we chatted, and we're going to be filling people in, and we're talking.
Oh, gosh, it's been so long. Well, I'm engaged now. So, yay. I don't know if I shared that with anybody, but yay, I'm engaged. You were there.
Yeah, I was there. I thought we shared that, but if not, maybe I was, I don't know.
I'm not sure, so there's that. I sold my house, bought an RV, intend to do some traveling eventually. But, you know, it's funny because, like, things work, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and, you know, whatever plan you may think you have for yourself, he's got a different one. And so I was supposed to be on the road by now and traveling, and instead I'm home with my mom and my dad, and I'm close by. So I'm obviously needed here, you know. So timelines have shifted, obviously, drastically for me, but that's okay. That everything happens for me, you know.
Let's not say it. So, I mean, like, I like to be very blunt. Sometimes it's like, yeah, it's okay. And we're like, you know what? It's annoying. It's annoying. I'm a third person. Yeah, good.
I wish I had more space, like my own personal space. But, I mean, other than that, I actually love. My parents are awesome. And they're like my best friends, too. I mean, me and my boyfriend, we hang out with them. We play cards all the time. And, I mean, you met my parents. We bullshit all the time. And we do the family dinners. And, like, I honestly wouldn't have it any other way, except for a little bit more personal space. But I mean, it's been great being here, living here. Yeah, it's been great. It's been good. It's been good.
It's good. You know, no complaints.
But,
you know, when you like meet someone or see someone for you haven't seen in a while, but you guys were like not really that close or something. And you're like, how's everything? How's the kids? You got kids? No. You have? Oh, I don't know. You don't? Okay.
I know nothing about you.
And then I'm getting ready to launch a whole bunch of jewelry that I've been working on. So I'm wicked excited about that.
Yeah, so let's tell everyone about your date of the live you're doing so you can tell everyone that you'll be there.
Oh, my God, I was supposed to go live today. It didn't work out in my favor. I was supposed to go live today, but I intend on going live. I really, really do. No, I have a whole bunch of crystal-like jewelry and some new wire-wrapping rings and bracelets and stuff like that. That I'm getting ready to drop on Etsy here. So I'm very, very, very stoked.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I was trying to put all the links in this episode info, and then I look at the bottom, and for some reason, there's a limit on how many words can be placed in there. I'm thinking about it now, but before I was like, getting it done. And why would you have a limit on what? So I'm going to put your stuff's in here, or I'll be posting it out.
Yeah, so, I mean, if people are, like, you know, interested, if you follow me on Facebook, on Blue Owl Intuitive, mm-hmm. or even my personal page, mm-hmm. I'll be dropping pictures and links to all my Etsy shop stuff, and I'm excited. I sent out a couple already, so, but there's new stuff coming.
Nice.
Just in time for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Don't talk about the holidays yet. Don't do that, Candace.
But, no, I have goals. Like, I actually want to be a custom jewelry designer. Like, as I'm doing this, and I geek out. It's so much fun. I enjoy it. So, like, I actually want to pursue becoming, like a custom professional, you know, whatever, jewelry maker.
Can you imagine asking like a young kid, like, so what do you want to be when you grow up? A professional jeweler? Sell crystals and jewels?
I have so much fun doing it. It's awesome.
No, you really do. You really do. I'm actually happy for you that you do. So the reason why I'm podcasting again is actually because within the past 2 weeks, I had a couple sessions, and one of the conversations, because I'm really cool with that. I'm not just, like, focused on the client. It's a great conversation. We'll also, like, open up, and either way, even mentorship, I'll say, okay, what do you get about this? And for me, focus, because it helps. And it just went into a conversation, and I was thinking and talking loud about my current recent times. And I was talking about the podcast, and I recognized, like, the excitement and how I was discussing how cool it was and what I loved doing. And so that's why we're here, and this is an awesome timeline to be in. Now, where was I going with that? So I'm going to be doing a lot more, and I already posted. I'm going to post more for because we're going to do it consistently. And that's what I remember, consistency and excitement. And the whole point is to joke around and fuck around and out. Now, by the way, that's ever since I started doing that on Facebook Live and Facebook, like, recently, people are posting everywhere. I bought a T-shirt. It says, fuck around, find out.
You see it everywhere now, right?
It's just great to be here, honestly.
It is. I was, like, really, like, tired, like, an hour ago. But then once I called you and got on the phone with you, I'm, like, so pumped right now.
I'm pumped too. I'm glad you're excited to be here. We'll talk about it in a different way because I love talking about things that aren't just directly 100% in a certain way of what people do with spirituality. Because I learn in so many different avenues, and I'm the type of person for everyone that's listening that I know stuff, but at the same time, and I as Candace will say, and know. that I have a lot of moments, and they're not like, it's not like, oh, let's go do this and it's easy. It's difficult. It's challenging. I don't want to ask any more questions about how many more levels of like shadow healing is it? What is this healing for? What is it? It gets annoying. And so
yeah,
I'm excited to tell you about what happened today.
I can't wait. You gotta come on, man. The suspense is killing me for like 2 hours now. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
Well, I have to fill everyone in a little bit on, you know, the backstory, but let's talk about divine timing for a minute. And for the most part, we all know divine timing. And I say this like not in the cheesy like YouTubes of manifestation and divine timing. It's all going to work out. No. I talk about divine timing a lot. Today was clear cut, like, okay, this you cannot make up. So for everyone listening, and I hope you guys take this and share it with yourselves, or maybe you need to hear it for yourself. If you're ever wondering, like, you know, how can I trust the process? Let me tell you how. So, I don't know, I think it was September, maybe. September, I didn't plan on doing it, but I quit my job, and I saw this pattern from 4 to 5 years ago when my awakening began, and it was this pattern. I don't know how to completely explain the cycle and pattern, but it was a positive. And so it's unfinished business. When I was working years ago, I was depressed at the time. It was getting triggered because of the awakening and a lot of spiritual events, yada, yada, yada. I had a hard time letting go and had a fear of the unknown. And so I noticed this pattern, and I knew it was a cycle that was coming back for another growth soul moment. So I quit. Now, the hard part, obviously, was letting go again and trusting the process and letting go of judgment. And so I let go of the fear of my car. Now, the car was a big deal to me. It still is. And I love my car. I was letting go of this fear. I was like, it's going to all work out. Over time, it was still special because there's still emotional shifts. You know, you get moments, regardless, it's always going to be an impact of the day. Energy, it's draining. But I did ask some friends or talk about it. I was like, I don't feel like I'm going to problem with this car. I don't feel like they're going to take it. I'm going to lose it. I got to the point where, and I want everyone to hear this, I got to the point where I was dreading it, and I let go of fear. I let go of worries, doubts, and I literally forgot about all of it. Recently, I also got an offer for this job to help this restaurant open, and it seemed like a good opportunity because of the time frame. This was not realistically things come together that I personally wasn't going to be able to really get to their goal. And there's a lot involved. Now this is over from September. Now October, towards the end of October. And I got a letter in the mail not too long ago about the car. You know, you have some time with so much you owe, late fees, da, 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 da. And today's the 27th. And in the letter, it says on the 27th, you may be subject to paying or owing the whole total of the car at that point. Meaning like $38,000, $39,000, yeah, and repo as well. Now I'm shitting myself every day for moments, kind of going, is that a tow truck? Do I hear it? And there's like Apple trucks over here all the night, and I would literally get up the window going, I'm thinking, no, it's not gonna happen. You can't hear. My best friend from the moment, you can say that. I mean, like we run since then, and I want him to, when you guys hear him, I want to. He can join the conversation.
Yeah, me and Joey have been friends about 20 years now, so we're pretty close friends. So it's the first time we've seen each other in what, like?
When's the last time? I saw you in California last time?
Yeah, but before that was about 6 years, maybe.
So last time I saw him was when I was in California before I came back from, this is Elijah, sorry.
Yeah.
And so the car, sorry. I have ADD. I bounce around. Keep up with me. If you can, you may have ADD, but don't worry. Or ADHD. We'll get into that another time. So the car, I got the letter, and I was freaking out about the tow truck. And I don't tell anyone anything anymore in the sense of, like, family, not in a bad way. Just I don't want it to be on their mind and their problem, and I don't want it to be put back on me. So I was like, no, I got this. And, yeah, it was a lot of judgment on the job thing. That was not liked by the many, but it's okay. Love them. So the 27th said you will be towed at this point. And I went to go look this morning at my account, my bank account, to see just how much do I have to. And keep in mind, the past couple of weeks as well, I was pursuing my passion in comedy and open mics, and I didn't know how I was going to get money for the gas to the city, because there's nothing over here. And it was like, there would be days where somehow, some way, a friend would be like, here, don't worry about it, I wanted to give it to you. Or I would be afraid to ask. And it's like, not only do I owe money on my car, I'm like, I want to pursue my open mic comedy dream or that. So I did, and I was focusing on happiness and progressing with that. So today I checked my bank account, and divine timing, right? I had taxes from 2019 that didn't go through the form that I didn't sign for taxes. Three years, right? So I was just thinking about this myself not too long ago. Okay, I said, like, over $1,000. And I went, okay, well, oh, shit, where'd this come from? And I was like, oh, damn. And right away, I went, phone call.
What?
So now the thing was, there was a couple of good moments, too, where a friend of mine, associate to the job I was offered, did send me money and go through because it was PayPal. It was decided on. They want to track the number, so I'm not talking shit, but in the sense of, he was not going to do it again for some sort of reason. I don't know. You know, I was probably stressed at the moment because of that job. But I want everyone to understand, like, this.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to take credit for this manifesting thing. It's divine timing. Like, when you least expect it, and if you feel like I did the whole time, where I was like, I don't feel this is going to be a problem. Well, guess what? Now I learned that I can go without paying for the month. Hopefully, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
You acted like you didn't. But, you just,
you know,
like,
the universe always has your back. You know that?
Yeah, my friend,
like, you were always taking care of.
Well, it still sucked in the middle, but
you're always positive, yeah. Always fucking, never fucking, like, bringing anybody down, even though you got that shit all over your head. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't even know if you wouldn't have told me. I wouldn't even know.
It was a
problem. I would have been a mess. I would have been a fucking mess,
yeah.
If that was me.
There's still other stuff too, but in the sense of, like, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I still did have moments where I, even probably with Candace or someone on the phone, or, but yeah, you have to not think about it, and your brain's like, how can you not think about it?
Yeah, exactly.
And then eventually,
right.
That's right. And by letting go, you let it flow. But I did not see that coming, and I went, oh my God. And you talk about timing. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen after this, like, today. So I literally kept saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So,
yeah. Man, you're always taking care of, the universe always takes care of you. Yep. Got to keep that faith,
me,
you know?
When everyone thinks about these things, always, like, make a decision for yourself first and make sure you're happy. Make sure that you're the one who, you're making the right choices. I'm on the podcast right now. One what?
When you were at BMW, there was that guy that wanted to do some woodworking.
Say hi to everyone.
Hello, everybody.
This is a recorded podcast. Welcome
I'm interfering.
Yeah,
I have
okay.
a question.
When I worked at BMW.
You had a guy over there that wanted to do woodworking?
Actually, I was thinking about him today because he's at, yeah.
Yeah.
I might, well, that's a different guy. You're thinking about a different guy, but I'll ask him anyway because he might be able to help. So, yeah. You're intuitive about it. So... he actually asked about a person.
What, you got a party going on over there, Joe?
Well, I got to the point where I was getting stressed out about when people would, like, interrupt. And, like, I'm now, like, at least I embrace that. And I'm saying, yeah, you're part of the show. And
well,
you're part of it. So make it happen. Dance. Yeah, so I got my buddy here. There's been also a lot of people coming in my life that in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, but I would like more people, so more people come in my life. It's been weird. But this car, man, if you ever need to make a tough decision, but you know what's best for you, don't fear it. It's hard. It's easy to say that, but I didn't plan on quitting my job, actually, and at the same time, I was needing to be with myself, and I knew if I went in that day, I was going to either walk out or flip out on someone. And people did get upset with me and annoy me about it, but I still was a good person in the end and spoke my truth. And you come off weird, yeah. I literally told my boss, I said, look, it might seem crazy to you, but I have to pursue my dream, and I told him that. And people get upset because they find that you are supposed to do it a certain way. And look, if you have two, three days off in your schedule, it doesn't matter if they see that. They don't know what you're doing on those days, and it's energy. Some people have a lot of shit to do, and they don't have enough time. In this world, we have responsibilities, but being 31 and a lot of people can easily say, like, you live at home, what are you doing with your life? And I got to keep trusting the process. And if that's what happened, divine timing, that made me pursue the podcast even more, and I made the episodes today. I was like, we're doing this. So, yeah. when you hear manifesting.
And here we are.
And here we are. Well, we did talk about it earlier, but I just needed that click, and that clicked in for sure.
Yeah, that was
no, that's awesome. That is great news. That is great news.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay for Brody.
For real. I actually didn't wash the car for a while. It was kind of like Brody was also sad and I was sad. It was lack of love, but we held on.
Oh, poor Brody. Okay, now you can give him a bath. All right, take him down to a car wash. Yeah. Get him all nice and cleaned up.
Yeah, so if you want to book a session or donate, most of that money went to the bill today. So, but no, seriously, I do offer private sessions if you're interested in reading. I offer an hour session for $80 right now, and mentorships are for $100 to an hour each, or four sessions an hour each for $200. If you have a question for the mentorship, we'll get to that. I don't want to take it away, but so yeah. Back to you, Candace.
Back to me.
What do you feel? Yeah, we're doing emotional ball sharing. You have the ball now. What do you think?
No, that is pretty awesome. It just goes to show, you know, that the universe is always, you know, working for you. You know,
it's funny you said the universe a couple of times, because I thought about this a little bit after that happened. And I was thinking about when I posted on Facebook how slow I was. And I wanted to say this too, because everyone's like, how do you know it was the universe? Maybe it was a coincidence, or it was da-da-da-da-da, or spirit. Maybe it was spirit. My grandmother. I wanted to say this, and I thought about
it. One and the same.
Don't even overwhelm yourself. Just be grateful for everything. Be grateful. You know, I said grateful for my ancestors and spirit guides and orishas and an angel and God and universe. And that's me. But don't complicate it. A lot of people are like, how do you know which one? What's the formula? And I literally didn't have the formula. I just knew that I had to trust it. And the worst case scenario was what we aren't going to speak of, because it didn't happen, bitch.
But yeah, trust in the universe. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You said it again. Trust in the universe. You know, I didn't see many angel numbers for a while. I was like, I'm not looking at that. But I focused on my happiness. I went for comedy. And I've been having fun with that. Maybe I'll do that again.
I think you and I, we had a conversation about that on the phone, that, you know, when you're not feeling it, your soul's not in it. It's not your dream. That's somebody else's dream. Mm-hmm. And so going in, it would just make a person miserable. When they don't want to be there, you know what I mean? When they're just not in it, you know? So I'm glad you stood up.
Thank you.
You know,
it was funny,
happy you stood up for yourself.
The pattern I saw was literally that my job, when I was going through my awakening in 2018, the chef I worked for at a different restaurant, he actually, which was super rare. He was there for years. I worked for him twice there. And he wound up moving because they closed that restaurant, which was wild, like a timeline dropped. And so he wound up opening a place with someone, and I was working for him again there. So there was like a reflection of, oh, we're back again. But it was the unfinished timeline for some reason. I think that was also there. But talking about this sounds great, and it's easy, and people go, yeah, I don't know how to. That's why it's also entailed with fear. It's, you have to let go and choose you, and it's not easy.
Especially with kids, or especially with
situations, but choose you. Do what's right for you.
That's you know, people are like, don't be selfish and stuff. Like, no, you need to be selfish when it comes to yourself, when you're with your happiness and, you know, your well-being. You know what I mean? Like, that should come first.
So what else you got in the storybook or stuff going? You have jewelry going on. You have the, well, what's next for
the what? You're coming in a little choppy.
What's next for you? What's the plan? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to launch all that stuff. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. I'm just going with the flow right now. Life is kind of up in the air, you know, we're trying to move and get out of here. And so it's just, I'm just going with the flow.
I feel the same thing. I actually found another like radio show.
Uh-oh. Are you there?
Trump. But it's just,
Joe?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I didn't hear any of that before.
So I was saying was a new has
Houston, we have a small problem. We seem to have lost our co-host. Uh-oh. This isn't great. This isn't good at all. Joe, come back. Joe, where are you? You got to love the reception in his area.
Okay.
Are we there?
Okay, are we good? We're gonna, I guess we're doing this for a couple rounds.
Yeah, just like a blink.
No, Mom. No, we're not doing
I
that.
I can hear you though.
We're not doing that. Yeah, keep your energy over there.
Are you back now? I was
yeah, well, I mean, you can hear me, right? Am I good?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
So, I was like, oh,
like
no,
I was saying before I got disconnected. But never stop believing, by the way. My point was this. Mom. I'll share this with all your friends so you could they could see how you interrupted it. you can I'll have my own radio show where it's just involving you interrupting.
Okay.
It could be on YouTube and Reels.
Oh, is that Mama Castro?
I'm going to ask you to participate next
yeah.
time, okay?
I didn't ask. I just knew. I intuitively knew. All time. Because I know. I knew.
You better send her love for me. Tell her I said hi.
No. Candace did not say hi.
She's an asshole.
Yeah. Because there's like, you know, the way to say things, and there's certain things you do, and you just...
It's
how you say them.
It's a timing, the timing of things.
It's not what you say, it's how you say
it. I think this is a great energetic flow, this radio show.
You just
so,
said it wasn't.
It's now I'm having fun. That's cool. So I came across this new radio show thing, and I was like, maybe this is going to be dope. But I'm still trying to figure out the purpose of it because it doesn't seem to like – it's like a solo radio show, but it plays nonstop stuff while you're not on it live, but you can do it live. But this seems to be really effortless here. So that's something new. But this whole thing was – I don't know, you know, okay. I don't know what's next with the flow either, but – doing more podcasts is the answer. It's the solution to the next
thing. Yeah, definitely got to get on air a little bit more. God, I miss this. I miss this so much.
So I started the new page. I don't think we talked about that since last time. I deleted the old page.
Not on air, we haven't.
And I think a lot of people were devastated. They were like, but why? But wow, I was like a kid asking, why? There was people devastated. Someone was really upset. They were upset. Like I was, because they didn't know. Like I didn't fill anyone in really. I think I was done, delete.
You just did it.
And and I deleted it. It's kind of weird. I don't know the weird. The deletion was right around before the metaverse or whatever, the update or whatever the stupid thing. I don't. I think it's ridiculous. I'm tired of the Facebook updating stuff, and it's like, where's that button? You know that was over here, and it's a separate setting that you need to learn again because it seems simple, but it's not.
Want to move this button over here, add a couple things.
I always wanted to, like, be in the meeting or know who the guy was who was like, I got an idea. Let's do a refresher, change some stuff. I'm pretty sure maybe it's not working. Maybe it's the thing we just got to, like, invent a like button or, like, yes, great idea. Say honestly. But I figure we take a call. I guess it's going to be one of these moments. Okay.
And, like, it's so hard to find friends.
I figure we take a call. Well, all right. I'm just chilling.
Are you doing readings tonight, Joe?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that, but so this is the next goal is I'm going to have my own solo office somewhere or something because I don't want to be. No, I'm actually happy about it because please, my mom's like clean. So, yeah, I want to do that. There were some callers that were in before, and I think they were pissed that they were impatient, but it's actually a good thing because maybe that wasn't meant to happen. Or they'll come back. But, yeah, I want to do readings and take a couple callers and just talk about a topic or whatnot. I would like to do that.
Well, I don't have my cards with me.
I don't know why you need your cards. Do you remember the whole story about that? That's like I tell a lot of people. I tell my clients that when they're learning something. I'm my friend Candace. Used to tell me things that she knew, and I was like, whoa, I don't know how she... And then I told her, because Spirit said she doesn't think, no, that she's giving messages, and then I told you, and you're like, really? And then you got cards. You're like, how do I do it? But it was cool.
It fucked me all up.
So I deleted the page. And I didn't know what was next. I was stuck, like, waiting and trying to find new ways to, like, amp it up and got tired of just being stuck and I wasn't doing anything else. So I said, screw this. And I was insecure about letting it go or all the videos and whatnot. So I let it go. And then I realized talking about different things, you know, what's next with comedy and start doing the comedy thing and ta-da. But now we're back on podcasting and I'll
Are you
going to
pick
around.
Up the comedy thing again?
Yeah, I just got to figure out a system. I got to figure out like a system for time and dates for different things instead of just like doing it when I want to do it type of thing. So that's coming up.
Something more like routine.
Routine. All right, let's take a caller. See what's up. We're going to take area code 512. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your reason why you're here? What's up? Area code 512. What's up? What's up? Check, check, check.
Hello.
I bet. Area code 954. What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I'm a first-time caller, so I'd like to hear anything that Spirit has for me this evening, if you have any messages or things.
Okay. Well, since you're a first-time caller, I don't often. I think I got to remember to talk about how I connect or how I roll. Yeah, I do cards once in a while, but I work with my spiritual guides, and they're the ones that guide me to understand energetically and emotionally, and seeing, feeling, thinking with you what's going on, and understand that divine timing is at this time for some reason, some who knows the connection of why this episode was created and you're here and called in. And now there's so many factors to different things, but the first thing I picked up on was, and I say this honestly, and I say everything with love and understanding, there's something about you being bored of your routines. There's things that you're hoping for that will change. There's things that you're hoping that will come into your life. And there's also a lot of decisions that you want to do. And the main thing is with all this is that you're going to have to go places or find things that are associated to your hobbies or what you would like to do. But what I'm hearing is honestly is that you don't want to. But this is feeling of you want a couple, really honestly, like one or two things that are you want.
You're breaking up kind right of now. Breaking up kind of bad. Yeah, you've been doing it periodically, listening.
Yeah, you're a little choppy right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's because my mom's energy is screwing
God.
Up. And...
you're really running big time.
All right, I'm going to try my best to do this real quick. Hold on. Hang in there. Let's do. All right, how about now?
Reception all the way out in the country.
Well, definitely the Wi-Fi. Hey, there. Let's see this Wi-Fi. If I disconnect, it'll come.
Well, thank God for the background noise. I thought we lost you. So, did we lose you? What in the world is going on?